All right, a happy Yom Yerushalayim, Tov Shin Sam as well. We're holding in Masechet Shkalim. Today's daf is daf Tet. And we just got up to, we were discussing the Shiurim of Yom HaSatur Min HaMafurash, Benogea the Shiur of Revias. So once we already started talking about Revias, we get up today to Chet Amud Beit, in which we're just trying to relate the shiur of the Revi'it to various things that are still around at the time of the Gemara. So we're up to, the last thing we had was the story of Rabbi Yochanan who commented Chachmat Adam to Ir Panav, and now we're up to Om Rav Chonin, 4 lines from the bottom. Omer of Chani Luga Dioraita Temunta Atika Demoraisa De Tzipori. The old container that they used to sell the fish in Tzipori, the fish sauce, the herring actually, our equivalent of herring, in Tzipori, that is actually the shear of a lug. Omer of Yona V'Chachmano Levi, I actually saw this myself, even though I was born way after it went out of use in Tzipori, because Beit Rav Yana, Yavim Echilim Badvash, they had a whole supply of these old things. They would use it to store their honey. Now, I don't know anybody would store honey in an old herring container.
Did you make whiskey?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, God.
It's called the all-in-one.
Oh, God.
Tani. Chatzi Shmini Tveryanit Hayishana, the old Shminit in Tveria, is the name of the measurement in Tveria. Half of that is actually the correct shear of the Revias. Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't know, we still use that, actually. You're referring to it as some ancient measurement, the ancient Tveryani measurement. I mean, Havendidanu, we use that. I'll tell you, Lama Lekarle Atika, the reason that they called it the ancient one is because its shiur has a little bit changed in time. Began to have biyume. Why did they call it Atika if, after all, if it wasn't his days? So, Itiyami, some say, the Havi Zira Varapta, some say they had reduced the size of it, and then it put it back up. And the Tana was referring to it during the period in which the tzeis had changed. So he said the way it used to be. The Yidam, others say actually it never did get back to the way it was. You know, they always tell you the new increased Hershey bar size, but it never is like the old Mikkel Hershey bar size. Right? So it's the same thing we call the Atika. So even though Rabbi Yochanan says we still use it, and it's now the original size, but it wasn't really the original size. The original size, you have to go.
That would happen, I thought. I just.
Thought imagine. Just, you imagine.
We got bigger.
Let me tell you, it went in both directions. You got bigger and it got smaller, that's for sure. Kami he shiur shoko. Say, Lamaisa, can you give me some more abstract measurements? Because I don't really know. Not munitas, not shminitas, not anything. I mean, here I am stuck in a desert. What do I do? So it says Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Pazi, and Rabbi Yossi bar Bibi, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel. But we know the shears we had back in the Babli, Etzbayim al Etzbayim al Rum Etzbayim, Mechzal Shvish Etzbayim. It's basically 2 by 2 by 1 5/6 of an Etzbayim. Etzbayim, you're referring to the common thumb measurement. Rabbanan de Kesari of Rabbi Yossi bar Bibi, B'shem Shmuel, point out that it actually turns out now that Rabbi Nosson boils down to Rabbi Shimon. I said Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Shimon. Because Kemod Rabbi Shimon Amar B'Revi'it. You'll notice before we had Rabbi Yehuda, kept stressing G'day Mizigatakos, L'Gabi Hotza'at Shabbat. Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Nosson is being referred to here, was inserted in the parentheses here. Currently, the Gemara originally took it for granted. Which is Tani, we should put that in, Yavesh Kizayit. The shiur of a revias, a shiur legabi hotzaat yayin, which is yavesh, is a shiur of kizayit. So, in other words, when you dry the wine and you dehydrate the wine, then the revias of yayin turns into a kizayit of yayin chai. And you can now mix that And actually, they used to do this, the Romans, you know, carried around. And therefore, it turns out he was like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says the shear is Revius. So Rabbi Natan is pointing out that Revius, when it's dehydrated, has a kazayin. Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says, is another interesting interrelationship between the shear of kazayin and Revius. Because the halacha is, interestingly, that the dam of an avail is not Natan. There's no halacha of Tumas dam of an avail. However, dam, which would be karush, has a din like basar nevela, which would mean that if you would have a revias of dam, so then since when it's nikrash, it's a shir v'kizayis, so then it ought to be matame like a nevela. So it's the same relationship. And there was actually a maisa where Rebbe's pirda, Rebbe's mule, died, v'tiyaru et dama mishum nevela. They said that there was no tumah from the dam. V'sha'al Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Simon, at kama, how far would we go with that? Would we say that there's no, makes no difference, even if it's a lot of dam? V'lo eshkach be, he paid no attention to him, and he apparently thought the question was stupid. V'sha'al Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so then Rabbi Eliezer went and asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'yomar le ad revi'i tahor, yo termi revi'i tame. So he told him, and that actually, once it's the shiur of avia, so then it becomes the equivalent of a kizayit. Ubash Rebbe Chazalei Rabbi Simon Shvuat. Rabbi Eliezer was upset with Rabbi Simon that he didn't tell him over this shmua. Now Rav Bibi was saying over Havimat Yativ Matni Adenu Avda. He said over the Maisa about the Pirdat Rebbe. By the way, this was a rather famous pirda because it was the reason that Rav Pinchas ben Yair refused to go into Rebbe's house. The whole story back in the Gemara and Chulin. Right. Well, we talked about the kick of the zebra. So Rav Pinchas ben Yair held that this was dangerous. It was a white pirda. Because of that, he refused to go into the house, and Rebbe tried to figure out all kinds of different ways. I'll kill it. This is about Tashkis. I'll sell it to you. You'll be married yourself to a girl. You'll be married, but you'll do more Ezek. So I'll be Aikarit. There's no Ezek. Anyway, so Rav Bibi was sitting, saying over this Maisa, and this here's a mocker in the Gemara for the current state of stress in Eretz Israel. So Omar Le Rav Yitzchak Bar Kahana. Ad Raviyat Tahor, so Raviyat Rakana said to him, until Raviyat, okay, I understand that's definitely Tahor. Would you hold that your termikan Tamei is more than that Tamei, or is this a din the dam of an avela is Tahor under any circumstances? Instead of answering him, Rabibi kicked him. What? Omalei Rabbi Zreka, Rabbi Zreka was horrified. What? Became the Sholacha, which is the guy's asking you a question in the Gemara. So you kick him. Yeah. Oh my lay, what do you want from me? I'm mad. Begin to love it. I think he beat them. Listen, I don't have a normal, settled mind. Of course I kicked him. Look, Rabbi Chanan says that if you take a look in the Torah, it says, what's if Shah, somebody who has no security in life, that's a guy who only buys a year's worth of food at a time. Doesn't have his own production, large storage houses. So the guy is like a leaf being blown about by a year, that's all you have. The whole year you gotta worry, what if I can't get food next year? Upacharata laila v'yomam, you'll be terrified day and night. This is somebody who doesn't even have that. Zer alokeach minasisi. This is somebody who, minasitki, somebody who buys from a retailer. You won't believe in your life that somebody who buys every day is lachmaniyot from the makolet, from the bakery. Somebody who reaches that stage of lota min b'chayecha. I mean, I ask you. The guy is totally stressed out. He's got no life. Ana samich na paltor. I am one of these guys that I buy the makolet. You're asking me why I kicked him. I could have strangled him. That's incredible.
We said probably be talking about the sign of Ashiras.
But it probably, I'm assuming that the Gemara means, that doesn't mean, like today, it would mean you have enough for that day. You don't even know why. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, then that's the way it worked. But
you mean then they weren't stupid enough to believe that a world economy that's a house of cards is actually able to survive forever. They weren't that stupid. But you're right, nowadays that people actually believe because the stock market is at 10,000 that therefore it's not going to be at 100 tomorrow. We don't have this problem.
There's
a famous rabbi, I don't want to say the name, but his wife, the Remsen, said, he has bitachon, but I have to tell him a call.
So anyway, so he asked me a question, knowing that I'm the pashtus is that he felt that it was an intrusion question. It's halacha, Hilchos Talmud Torah, is that you have to, first of all, you have to time your questions carefully, you have to phrase your questions carefully, you don't just ask a question because it pops into your head and so on. So he kicked him. He knows that it's not the right time to ask a question. That's a whole parak in Hilchos Talmud Torah about how to ask questions. But what's indeed the bottom line? I mean, it's all very nice. Everybody's kicking and refusing to answer. But I mean, Lamaisa, what's halacha? Truth is, of course, it seems to be a mission. I mean, hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Torah, the mission idiots. It says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Torah was made that dam levela is Torah. Torah the mashmaut is it's a halacha, not nashir. It's a halacha that the chefta of dam is Torah. No, says the Gemara, doesn't prove anything. Ma'ut tahor, tahor mila hakshir. That doesn't mean it's tahor. It may mean the way we saw the din of tahor, we saw also in Masechet Idyot, lagabe dechein, by the mashkebe medbechai. So machlokas, whether it means literally tahor, or it means tahor from being able to be makshir other things. Aval tamor metame. It may well be that it would be metame, given that it has a shir of kizayit, which is revius.
One thing, the pyrrha is behemoth tmeah, so that's not a nevela, that's a different type of tumor.
Talking about by oath, there's an afkamina between an oath tor and an oath tamei. Behemoth Meah doesn't mean it's tummy, but the din of Tumas Nevelis is Tumas Nevelis on the Behemoth Meah and Nevelis. Now, Tamanta Nina, we have also another Mishnah which indicates Dama Sheretzki Bisoro. The Dama Sheretz has a very small shear to be Matami. It's Matami, the same shear as the Basu of the Sheretz, which is Kadash. But it's not Marshim. We don't have anything similar to that, that something should be Matame and not be Marshim. So how can you say that the meaning of Rabbi Yeshua ben Betorah's Edut is to tell me that it means that it's Marshim, that it's Enoi Marshim, but it would be Matame? So then why would it say over here that there's no other case of something which is Matame but not Marshim? Doesn't make sense. Must be, therefore, that he meant, literally, Tuma. Says the Gemara, no. No. It means Vishir Tumato. We have nothing like that, where the shear of the Tuma is so small. It's a shear of Kadasha, which is Lamaisa, all that you need to be Marsher, and it's still not Marsher. But over here, we might have something that would be Domo, being Matamiki Bisoro, which would be a shear of a large shear, that's a shear of a kezias, meaning a revius. Rabbi Yossi, pliga ba trena amorai, we have a machlokas between two amorai about this issue. Halacha l'maisa. Chad amar tahor, tamei, v'chad amar tahor. Man di amar tamei. So if you hold tamei, he must be going aliba the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said in Idyos that according to Beis Hillel, that dam of nevela is metame. It just requires a larger shear. Man di amar tahor takes Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira kipshuta, that he was made, that it's not metame, period. Not that it's not metame, meaning that it's not mashia. Omalei Rav Avduma demin nechusa. The Yos, you know, that makes a lot of sense, because if he was going like Rabbi Yehuda indeed was Moraina the Beit HaNasi'ah. He was the one who used to pask in all of the shailas in the Beit HaNasi. So that would explain why when Rebbe's Pirda died, so they were matir, that the dam wasn't metame, but only up to Revias, because he was the one that was paskening. Shema Yeani, then it says like this. You have to be very careful, because if you'll get poor, if you're the one who does the Trumas Halishkas, people say, aha, he got poor because he's a ganav, and he stole from the Trumas Halishka. If you get rich, they'll say, you got rich because you're a ganav. So no matter what you do, exactly. That's right. Tell me, Rabbi Yishmael. Kavatz lo yitrum. Look, if a guy's got curly hair, he can't do the truma. Because they'll say he's putting the coins between his curls. So that's not going to work. Yipnei hachashar. Tani, hagizborim. Of course. Hagizborim are you mefasfasim bekyogli. The gizborim would check the guy if he was wearing clothes that had places that you could, in the material, some clothing had like fringe. So they would feel up the fringe to make sure, pull it apart to make sure nobody should be chayshed him. This was the original diamond, the diamond mines where the blacks would come out, they would tear them apart.
The gold mine, the gold refineries, yeah. They used to wipe their hands and their hair.
And use the dust.
So that from now they have to shower when they come out.
No, literally. Yeah. Is mamish the same? They would filter the water. Tony, there's a he said this is really unbelievable. The Gizborim kept up a running conversation with the guy who was doing the truma, because otherwise everybody would say he stuffed his mouth full. So midabrima yuimo, misha ashaya nichnas, acha ashaya yotze. Ask the Gemara, isn't there a simple idea? You could have him fill his mouth up with water. And then when he comes out, he spits out the water. And then everybody sees that he couldn't have opened up his mouth to put the coins in. So v'yamale pume moi, omre tamchuma, no, that won't help. He has to make a brocha. He has to say, ashek v'charam savitzivano ha'trumat shkalim. So how's he going to make the broch if he has his mouth full of water? So that's not going to help.
Getting somebody that everybody would trust was not an
option.
He's elected official.
What do you want? They were Cheshit Meisha. What happened to the 1776 Shkalim? Where's your bank accounts? Shmuel Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonason points out the Torah b'nevi'im v'k'tuvim matzanu she'adam tzarich latzeit yidei habriyot k'derefu tzarich latzeit yidei hamakom. A person has to somehow make sure as best as he can that that people are not Christian in the same way he's yotzei HaKadosh Baruch b'Torah minayin, as we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu sent them off the Pekudei HaKoyim. So he said to them, you have to make sure that you're clean, not only from Hashem, but from Yisrael as well. When they accuse B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain of trying to secede and building their own Mizbeach, and they were going to build their own Beit HaMikdash, so they went crazy. They swore to God, they said. And they put it together with Yisro. So, Lokimu Yodea, Yisro Yodea. So in other words, it means that they felt that the fact that people were chayshed then also had to be addressed. I mean, of course, it might have to do with the fact that there was 100,000 soldiers waiting with machine guns behind them, but you know. But you have to be Yotze, you have to be Yotze Yedei HaBriyot. Biktuvin Minayim, as it says, this we quote in the Mishnah. So, Chein V'Sechel Tov, B'nei Elohim V'Adam. Gamliel Zuga, Gamliel was a famous scissor maker. Sha'ol Rav Yotze B'Rabbi Bon, Ezeh HaMechuvah Shebekulam. Which one, L'maisa, is the clearest indication of chashad specifically? The first pasuk that's used by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven says it more clearly because that's nikiyut mamash. We'll see. It's interesting that the sugi here is very involved in the concept of nikiyut later on. Yeah.
Why can't they just create like a box
with
like
an
access? You just drop
your coin
in, it was locked.
No, we're talking about the Torah. Of course they did. We're talking about the Torah, yeah. The one to lift it up. We had earlier, there are cases where it's possible to question whether something was, you know, a specific shekel. Remember, we use this as an example. How would there be a specific shekel? Isn't it? Because the Beit Rabban Gamliel would send somebody that would bring their shekel, and he would hold it bein etzbotav. Everybody should see. He's not going in there to steal. He's bringing shekel. It's like when you walk into a store to get a refund, right? You're always worried. What are you going to get the cops after you? No, I'm coming in. I'm coming in. So he was coming in bein etzbotav. V'zorko lifnei haTorah. He throws it in front of the Torem. The Torem would push it into the kupa. We'll see that there was no reason for this at all, other than psychological. In a Torem Torem, Acho Omer Lahem Etrom, Vein Omrim Lo Trom, 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 Shalosh Pamim, of course. So we went through this three times. So all of this was Pirsum, that we saw earlier in the Masechta, the union of doing it three times. Which originally the Gemara, I'm repeating this now because we'll see that there's the Yukim not like this in our Sugya. In the opening, if you recall, there was a thought that maybe people who were sending from Bavo could send later, because that's why we were doing three Trumot. Lamaisa, there is strong indication from the story later on that that's the case. The Gemara there was Dochet and said, no, we actually only do it three times in order to be Mefarsenet. So three is an inyan of, we did the same thing by the Omer. Every word that he said, we insisted on three times. Everybody should hear it. We'll make a big fuss over it. So over here, they're standing outside. Again, this is all part of the persomet, right? This is part of the persomet. So he shouts out from inside, okay, do we go? Move it, man, move it! And three times they would do this. Torah met harishona v'chipa b'katabliot hashnia v'chipa b'katabliot. Now there are two very, very different approaches to this subject, and they're the same two approaches that we've spoken about earlier between the Rambam and the other Rishayim. Remember that the Rambam learned that there were separate kupot, the large kupot over here of the Shalosh Soyim. Those were the ones that the Gemara was referring to earlier that was done all at one time. And then we would do separate trumas of a small kupa out of those kupot. Again, three small kupot out of the three large kupot. According to him, the meaning of the Gemara is that we would take a kupa, small kupa, take it out of one of the kupot. Number one, cover the large kupa with a leather tablecloth. Go to the second large kupa, take second, cover it, take third, take it out of the third, leaving the third uncovered. The next time that we went in to do the Trumat Alishka, we would start number one from number three, and then again we'd be leaving number two uncovered, and that way each one of the kupot, small kupot, ended up being taken from each of the large kupot in the course of the year three times. The partial meaning of the Mishnah, where everybody else learns, and this is, it's very difficult for the Rambams, Shita in throughout, is that what we're talking about over here is covering over the remaining shkalim. Because we don't want to mix between the Shiyare Halishka, which had one din, and the Trumas Halishka, which had another din. So the Truma had a special Kiddush of Truma. It was from that Truma that you would buy the various Karbanas. The Shiyare Halishka, we'll see, was used for a whole list of other things. So what we did is we covered the Shiyare Halishka with a Katabla. Why did we do that? Because coins that would continue to come in later, and this was the basis of the Gemara's assumption earlier, at the beginning of the Masechta, they would not have had a Truma taken from them. And we didn't want to mix them with the Shirayim, because then we would have mixed Shirayim. It's like mixing Tevel. You can't take off Truma, mixing Tevel and already Tarum. So Mamela, we separated with a cloth, actually leather between them, finished doing the second Truma, covered it, and then when the last coins would come in from the far reaches, we would do the third Truma, and that way everything would be Tarum. Completely different understanding of Mishnah.
Third one would include everything.
Amen. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Come closer and I'll give you a kick.
Would the third Truma be everything left?
The third Truma would be only those things that had come in above the second Katavah. The last coins would have their own Truma.
Right, and so the third Truma would be, is that why they don't cover it? Is then everything's taken out?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it again, so what's the point of covering it? I now know everything on the floor is Shirayim and everything in the Kupa is Truma.
What's the purpose of all this?
Because the Torah says Truma Lashem. That was the whole Makar of the Maksis HaShekel twice. Right? Twice, three times again. Shalosh Trumas, remember, right? Both in Truma and in Kitisa. So therefore, Truma can't mean something that comes in. Truma means something that emerges from something that comes in. So they had to do an act of Truma from the Shekel. This was the Truma. And this, by the way, is what the bracha was made on. Al Truma Shkalim, Asher Kichenu B'Savetzivanu. Not in the actual Netina. So, okay. Hachipa V'Shoshit Lo Yamechapa. Lama Yamechapa. Why, indeed, did we cover it over? Now, here, the Rambam, of course, breaks down. Because what's the big deal? But in our Mishnah, if we learn it not like the Rambam, Shema Yishkach V'Yitrum Nadavar Tarum. What if you end up taking your next Truma out of Shirayim? And it's not a kosher Truma. Toramat HaRishona L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. See, again, this is the Mashmaut. This is why the Gemara originally assumed that each one of these Trumot are four different places. It says so. So the first Truma, because the coins from Eretz Yisrael would arrive first, so the first Truma, indeed, they would say, I mean, there's a bright that it says, that he would say Beferush. This Truma is Al Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ashniya, L'Shem Krachim HaMukafim La. The cities and areas around Eretz Yisrael that were close, but weren't part of Kedushat HaAretz. And that would come in a little bit later. So that would be the second Truma. Hashlishit, L'Shem Bavel, L'Shem Adai, L'Shem Medinot HaRechokot. And we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't mean only for them. Each time we did a Truma, we did the Truma more inclusively. We were broader. Shalbeit Rabbi Gamliel, this is the people from Rabbi Gamliel's family, would walk in with the Truma in the shekel in their hand. Does that make sense? If you're taking off Truma, okay, and you've got Yiluhaya Shnei Kroim, let's say you have two crees of Truma. You piled up your grain in two piles. You go and you're tearing from one of these, okay? From one, you're taking off Truma on the other one. Is there a problem? Shemelo patar chaviro, what? The other one isn't potter now. But there's an Indian that the Truma has to be taken bedavka. What's the difference? The important thing is it should become Tarum. Become Tarum. Wherever your shekel is, it is Tarum. That's like, it's crazy. That's like saying a grain of Tevel should push its way in because it's the one that has to be the Truma. And if not, something's wrong. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. Answers the Gemara, it's only psychological. It's hadachad ruach ilahem. All it is, it's psychological. It makes it feel good. Shalo yeh korban mitkarei velo mishalahem techila. I mean, l'maisa, this ties into the, I would imagine, into the Hakvodah of Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara and Brochas, about the Kvod HaNesiut. He was always afraid that there would be a breakdown after the Churban in the level of the Kvod HaNesiut. And therefore, he was Koveya, that part of the looking towards the future, he was Koveya what the Kvod HaNesiut would be, and possibly. Yeah, it's the continuation of Malchus Beskovit. So he was very, very makbid. Tony, Shamata da Kalbod. If you took out those leather tablecloths, now you got a real problem, because now Nasukulam Shirayim. Now everything that's left becomes Shirayim because it's all mixed. Now you're not going to be able to take off your trum. Tanish Lishit, he aita Shirasha Bekulam, by the way. The third truma was like, that was the super duper richest, because that's where Los Angeles sent. And over there they had Asterio Shazov, the Darkono Shazov. Don't ask what they used to send. They already bought the most kosher coins, you know, ostensibly to be make it easier to ship FedEx. But yeah, you know, it's also a little bit conspicuous. But anyway, that was the really rich one. Yeah. And of course, not only L'shem Eretz Yisrael, because we said earlier that they would be tearing even on money that hadn't yet arrived. So actually, it was L'shem Eretz Yisrael, L'shem Kol Yisrael. Shniyah L'shem Kruachim Amukafim, and of course L'shem Kol Yisrael. Shlishis L'shem Bavel Amadai, L'shem Medinot Arachokos, L'shem Kol Yisrael. And this would explain why it's not a stira to the opening sugya. In other words, all that we were saying is, look, it's not mamish that you're supposed to wait to send your shekel. It doesn't matter if it comes late. The etzem, this needs to be done. It happens to be, logistically, things come late. So in the mail, we end up not being troubled by the fact that we won't have enough new coins to make a new truma with. But that doesn't mean that you should be late with sending your shekel. Tony, natamin rishona. Now, afa pishyesh ben rishona, natamin ashniya. The fact is that when we filled up these kupot and we started using them to pay the various things, the suppliers, we didn't wait until we finished up the first container. Took some out of the first container, took some out of the second container, then went to the third container. When we finished the third container, then we went backwards. Gazal Shnia finished the second container, then finished the first container. Now, how about if you run out of money? Oh, if you run out of money, you're in trouble. Shomushloshtam, now you can't go back to using the Shiorei Alishka, because the Shiorei Alishka had a different, they were chulin, as measured in respect to the shkolin, they're chulin. So the truma, that is, we can't use them. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a second magbit, chozer v'shokel, because we had heavy duties this year. You guys have to give another Machzor Shekel. Rabbi Meir says nonsense. Chozer v'shirayim. Because Rabbi Meir's shita is that even though it's shirayim, if you are use money from the shirayim, you're going to be over on me'ila. Normally we would say that something that you took out the mitzvah, the truma was the mitzvah. So kibbutz shenasis mitzvah, so it's no longer me'ila. Over here you would be mo'il. Because we leave the original kedusha on the shirayim because we always have in mind that Shema Yitzdarchula Em Labesov. We always have in mind that we may run out of money and need to do another truma. So Mamela, the Shirayim, don't really have dinim of Shirayim until the next truma, according to Rabbi Meir. So that therefore, Rabbi Meir Shita is, you'll never do a second Shikul. No, we can't be Dochim. That we'll see later. Now, you'll notice the way in which we're makbid over here. First of all, I mean, Rabbi Meir, to keep in mind the possibility that you may end up needing it, and the level of nikias that we demand of the person who's going in to be shaykel. In fact, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, and this was the whole brisa of the Masilas Yesharim, this is what the entire Masilas Yesharim is based on, is this paragraph here in this Gemara. Indeed, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said that the teres may be a lidei zrizut. Of course, the girsas are very, very different, and Mr. Shor makes note of the fact. He brings the one way. This, They're different girsas here, but the girsa we have over here is not the girsa that he uses. Okay, but the girsa here is Rizut Mevi de Nikiyut. Nikiyut, we have Zihirus Mevi de Zerizus Mevi de Nikiyut, Nikiyut Mevi de Torah. We're going to darshan each one of these from a pasuk, so it's not loose in Yoni. Torah Mevi de Kedusha, Kedusha Mevi de Anava. Anava mevi yaliday yirashchet mevi yaliday chasidut, chasidut mevi yaliday ruach hakodesh mevi yaliday tziyat amitim mevi yaliday eliyahu zachur latov. So again, this is Sean points out that this is not an idle description. That is what Rabbi Meir is doing, is he's laying out a path of avodah and life. And by pointing out each one of these, he's telling you a series of steps that you have to take. You can't jump over any one of these steps. It's a series of steps that you have to take in order to come to Misilot Yesharim. These are the paths of the Yasha. So, to be Yasha, this is your path. Follow the path of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. The Boker the Pasuk for this.
How does this relate to the context?
Because it shows that even though this sounds insane, the level of the kiyas that we're taking on, and the level of zahirus of possibly meeting the shirayim afterwards, and so on. This is not, I mean, it sounds absolutely insane, but keep the guy talking, he said nobody should be chayshan, come on. But indeed, it is insane. But for a person to be matayar, his natural tendencies and his goof is mad. And it comes across as being mad. You sometimes have to be extreme to ensure complete cleanliness of heart, mind, motivation, and achievement. I mean, take a look at the movements for the Tiv HaShilton today. You know, the Nebuch, the good government. I mean, God help us. No, it's just, really, if there isn't this type of akpada, then the whole thing is completely shot down. I mean, everybody does his little thing, and in the end, it's gone. There's nothing.
You're not being on a level that you're not on. If you don't go through the process,
right,
the illusion of being enough.
Yeah, that is just very damaging. It's like a balmum. Going to come do the avodah. You're not right to do avodah. This is happening all over the world. But, as people believe that morality requires less and less fear, you don't want to be crazy. You don't want to be extreme. So the results are horrific in exactly these issues. So as a result, how do we know that? Because it says v'chila michaper. So first there has to be, now you have to complete it, the chila, the kohen has to do all of the aveda correctly, and then is michaper means to clean out. Nikiyut maybe alidei tahara, dechti v'chiper alei kohen v'tahera, tahara maybe alidei kedusha, dechti v'tiaro v'kicho, kedusha maybe alidei anava. Dichtiv ki ko amar ram v'nisa shochin ad v'kadoshimo. Where am I? Marom v'kadosheshkon. But then et akavish v'aruach. So then, if you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from the dark of kedusha to be present in the shval ruach in anivus, anava mevi'ali de yiratchi. Dichtiv ekev anava yirat Hashem. In the path of anava, is the portion of meaning, comes yirat Hashem. Yirat Chet maybe al yidei chasidut. Tichtiv v'chesed Hashem yolam v'ad olam al yireyav. Chasidut maybe al yidei ruach HaKadosh Tichtiv. Az dibarta b'chazon l'chasidecha. The dibarta b'chazon is like Nevi'ah, is ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh maybe al yidei tchiyat amitim. Tichtiv v'natati ruchi b'chem v'chiyitem. And tchiyat amitim obviously is linked to Eliyahu Zachor Latov. Tana b'shem Rabbi Meir, call me, perfect for Yom Yerushalayim, call me shekavua b'Eretz Yisrael, somebody who is eker dear as an Eretz Yisrael, u'medaber b'lashon ha'kodesh, v'yochel perotav b'tahara, v'kore kriyat shema b'boker u'b'erev, yeh mevusah sheben olam haba. Such a person can be certain that he's a ben olam haba.
What's the connection between
Rabbi Meir and Yom Yerushalayim?
Then
does it count? Does it count to do the Daf Yomi in English? If you Hagenalot Perek Shlashaprakim.
Li Neder. Von Dura Heilige Halacha Aleph of the Mishnah.
All right, we'll let you get away with it because you're going to have to do it again on Sunday.
All right.
I mean, on the Tzor Shabbos. Hatruma ma hayu osim ba. You'll have to redo it. That'll be our excuse. What did they use the truma for? Lokchim ba tumidin umusafim v'nizkihem ha'omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem haponim v'kol korbanot ha'tzibur. Then we'll see what about paying for other purposes. But that we'll see tomorrow at
9:30.
7? Does anybody have a good botash bay available?
A what?
Hey,
chicken. Omer Chon. Luga diorayta tumunta tika tumaraisa de tzipori. Omer Yona v'chachwam nalab. Because Beit Rabbi Yamai have a mechilam badvash. Tani chatsi shminit veranit. Hayishana, on Rabbi Yochanan, Hayishana, Haden Didanu, Lama Korele Atikami began the Abi Biyomi, Eat the Amid Abid Zira Varabta, the Eat the Amid as Ira indeed again, but still Lo as Ira Kamada Abid. Kamu Shio Shokos, Rabbi Yosef Bishem, Rabbi Yosef Ben Pazi, Rabbi Yosef Babi, Bishem Ribshmu, Etzvaim, Letzvaim, Al Romep, Etzva, Umerza, Ushlish Etzva. Rabban and the Kisaria, Rabbi Yosef Barbibi, Bishem Shmuel, point out that if we read Tani Yavish Gezayit Divir Rabbi Natan, then it turns out that Rabbi Natan holds the same thing as Rabbi Shimon. Kamoda Rabbi Shimon Omer B'Raviyit, Kenomar Rabbi Natan B'Raviyit. Why? Because Yikareish B'Raviyit turns into a Gezayit. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Ma'aseh B'Pirdat Rabbi Shemeta, V'Tiaru Adama Mishum Deveila. Comes along Rabbi Elezer, V'Shalad Rabbi Simon. Ad kama v'lo ashkach be sholer of Yeshua ben Levi v'yomar lei ad revi'i tahor yoter mi revi'i tamei uba ashur v'lo azad lo chazal Rabbi Simon shmoata Rabbi b'havi yativ matne hadein huvda and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Kahana made the mistake of asking him ad revi'i tahor yoter mi kan tamei uba ad be omele Rabbi Zreka what begin to shalach ad bad be omar lei begin to lo avidai tibi beit na be. He deserves it. Me'om Rabbi Chanan, v'ayu chayach atuim l'cha mineged, zeh shalokeach hitim l'shana, u'pachadet alayla v'yomam, zeh lokeach min ha'atzitki. V'lo ta'amin b'chayach, zeh lokeach min ha'paltor, v'ava samif ma'paltor. What do you want out of my life? U'ma'o kedon? Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, v'yotor adam nevelash, u'tor? No, that doesn't mean tor. No, tor min ha'achshir. Aval tamot mitame, no siri, because tamantaninan, damashersky besoro, mitame, ve'ino machshir, ve'ein lono kayotsebo. According to you, we would have kayotsebo in the case of dam nevela. No, it means vishiur to mato. Now over there, damo mitame, ki besoro om. Omer Yosef, legal about train amurain, chanamatame, vachanamitar. Mandi omertame, he holds a grebuto, explains that Beitilo holds, that it's Tomei with the shear of the Revias. Manona Tahor, Rabbi Yoshua ben Torah, lefi the pashtis of the Mishan Idiots. Omle Rabbi Avduma de Minnechuta, the Yod, because Rabbi Yehuda was indeed the Mora Hora of the Benasiyah, which is why he passed in that way.
Which
Rabbi Yehuda?
The one. Mora
Hora
of the Benasiyah
of Rabbi. Rabbi
Yehuda.
I guess Tom Rabbi Yehuda again.
Rabbi
Yehuda? Yeah. Probably. Does that make sense for name? Was Rabbi Yehuda in that area? He's buried there.
He was the word Asher Usha.
Right, but is it Shaykh that he was together with Rebbe as the Meir HaRom? Or could it be with him? So maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera. No, yeah.
But the Bein Nasi has to be Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and not.
No, because it's the same Rabbi Yehuda that's Masber Beit Hillel over there. It's referring to a Meisim Rebbe's house. It would have to be. It would have to be. It says B'david Rebbe. I don't know. Shema Ye'ani V'yomer Tani Rebbe Yishmol Kavatz Lo Yitro Menechsha Tani Hagizborah Yimafas V'sim V'kyot Tani B'davrim Ayuimu Mishar Shu Nichnas Hachar Shu Yotze. Why? Yimalek B'mimoy Om Reb Tan Chumim B'nei Habracha Reb Shul Bar Nachum M'shem Rebbe Yonatan B'torah V'nevi'im U'tuvim V'tzanu Shanim Tzorach V'tzei Kidei Abriot K'der Shu Tzorach V'tzei Kidei Amakom B'Torah Minayin, כתיב יתנקי מהשם ומישראל. בנביאים עיניים, כתיב כל אלוקים השם, כל אלוקים השם, הוא יודע וישראל הוא יודע. בכתובים עיניים, כתיב ומצורכי בשכל טוב בין הלב אדם. גם להיות זוגה, שואל רבי יוסי ברבי בון, איזו המחובה שבכולה, אמר לי ויתנקי מהשם ומישראל. שבית, רבי גמליאל נכנס ושיקלו בין אצבעותו וזרקו לפני התורים, והתורים מתקווים ודחפו לתוך הקופה. אין התורים תורים עד שהוא אומר להם את טרום, ואין אומרים לו טרום, טרום, טרום. שלוש פעמים, by the way, many learn this means, they tell him טרום, טרום, twice, but this is repeated שלוש פעמים. They only have two times טרום, because the דרך of דיבור is always twice, says he. Okay, but obviously, compare it to the story of the... the Omer and so on, you know, Magal, 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 Magal.
There wasn't a problem with Siddur.
No, no, over here was for Persomet. Sure, but there too was a Persomet, just Persomet against the Siddur. Shalosh Pami, Taramat Arashan v'chipapa katab liyo, Shniya chipapa katab liyo, Shlishit lo haya mechapa, v'lama haya mechapa, Shema yishkach v'yitron, Nadavar ha-toru, Taramat Arashana l'shem Eretz Yisrael, Ashniya l'shem krachim u'mekafim la, השלישית לשם בבל, השם עדיי, ולשם מדינות הרחוקות. שבית רב גמליאל יהודי חרס ושיקלו בין אצבעותיו. What sense does that make? אילו היה שני קריאים, ותורם מאחד מאמרת עברו. But it makes enough to mean it. שאינו אצבעות הרס חברו. No, it's הנחת רוח אליהם. שלא יהיה קורבן מתקרב, אלו משלהם תחילת. טוני, שמעת את הכתב להיות, then you're in trouble, because נעשו כל הבשיראי. טוני, שלישית, היא הייתה שירה שבכולם, שהיו בה הסטריות של זהב, דרכונות של זהב. טוני, תרמת ראשונה לשם ארץ ישראל ולשם כל ישראל. שנייה לשם כרכים המוקפים ולשם כל ישראל. שלישית לשם בבל מדי מדינות הרחוקות ולשם כל ישראל. טוני, נתן ראשונה, אף על פי שיש בראשונה ותוק בדף כן תק מן השנייה. נתן מן השנייה, אף על פי שיש פני ותק בדף כן השלישית. Then שלמה שלישית go back לשנייה, שלמה שנייה חוזר לראשונה. שלמו שלושתם, חוזר ושוקר. רבי מאיר אומר, לא, חוזר לשיריים ידענו תשובה. הרי רבי מאיר אומר, מועלים בשיריים, שמה יצטרכו להם בסוף. וכן היה רבי פנקס בן יאיר אומר, זהירות מביאה לידי זריזות, זריזות מביאה לידי נקיות, דקיות מביאה לידי טהרה, טהרה מביאה לידי קדושה, קדושה מביאה לידי ענווה, ענווה מביאה לידי יראת חטא, יראת חטא מביאה לידי חסידות, חסידות מביאה לידי רוח הקודש, רוח הקודש מביאה לידי תחת המתים, תחת המתים מביאה לידי אליהו, זכור לטוב. זריזות מביאה לידי נקיות, דכתיב וחילן מתכפר, נקיות מביאה לידי טהרה, דכתיב וכיפר עליה הטמאים וטהרה, טהרה מביאה לידי קדושה, דכתיב ותיארו וקדשו, קדושה מביאה לידי ענווה דכתיב וכיכור המרום וניסור שכינת וקדוש שמו מרום וקדוש אשכון ואת הכאו שלו רוח, ענווה מביאה לידי יראת חטא, דכתיב עקב ענווה יראת השם, יראת חטא מביאה לידי חסידות, דכתיב וחסד השם מעולם ויד עולם היריות, חסידות מביאה לידי רוח הקודש, דכתיב אז דיברת בחזון לחסידך, רוח הקודש מביאה לידי תחיית המתים, דכתיב נתתי וכי בכם וכי אתם. תחיית המתים מביאה לידי אליהו, זה כל הטוב, זכי בני אנוכי שולח לכם את אליהו הנביא, לפני בו יום השם הגדול והנורא. תנא בשם רבי מאיר, כל מי שקבוע בארץ ישראל, מדבר בלשון הקודש, ואוכל בירותיו וטהרה, וקורא קריאת שמע בבוקר בערב, יהיה מבוסר שבין העולם הבא.